Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Can you hear? I take that as you can. You know, I'm going to start off just by complaining, because these things remind me of something that I absolutely hated. When will GW stop making, like, the standard Stormcast Eternals, like the ones you get out of the box, with the seam going straight down the center of the shoulder pads?
Yes.
It is the worst possible place to have that seam.
And it's not like they don't make giant shoulder pads already.
Yeah. It's not like they haven't learned their lesson. But they're like, nah, it's okay. We'll put this giant seam right in the center of everything. Because
you got to deal with it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, who are we to figure this one out? Let's put that on our consumer. It's like, I'll forgive them for back in the day, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, when they were putting out, you know, the metal models that didn't quite fit together, and you had to use a little bit of hobby skill to fix it.
Because they just weren't exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, this is where's the goddamn hobby skill? Like we don't need hobby skill in this day and age.
Just want to make the model put itself together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like Shade Spire figures. They should just be like that. Like, why do they even need to be multiple parts? Like, at this point,
I mean, they're like multiple parts is pretty generous.
I know, but I'm saying
they're like just a couple chunks you just jam together.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like you get like two pieces. Like, you can't make it so that the mold doesn't leave giant seams.
Oh, maybe they can't, or maybe they don't care.
They don't care. I think that's the number one thing.
It's definitely they don't care, because I put together a Gundam kit that's not exactly a new kit. Like, I think it's a few years old, and they don't have mold lines.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you could. I've put together a couple, you know, 1/35th scale kits and 1/48th scale kits. They don't have seams. Yeah. Some of them do. Like, but I mean, like, there was
no mold. Because as I was putting it together, and I was like, I was shaving off the nubs from where I clipped it from the sprue. I was like, I'll just get the mold lines when I put it together. And I was like, wait a minute. There are no mold lines. Like, everything is smooth.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here? Why is GW still having mold lines in 2017,
those
Steve? I thought we were living in the future at this point.
Blade Runner future.
Blade Runner 2049 future.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You haven't seen 2049 yet?
I heard it's good.
It's very good. It's very long and very heady. I mean, you'll probably like it.
Is there a part where they start singing Space Jam and Michael Jordan comes out?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why you'd think that it was somehow related to Space Jam.
I think everything's somehow related to Space Jam.
Yeah, that's a weird one. No, Blade Runner, it's good. It's a stupid name for a movie, and it didn't do well in the theaters, but everyone loves it. They're like, this is the greatest movie. I would be surprised if it didn't get...
I mean, it couldn't do worse than The Snowman.
Well, The Snowman was a piece of shit from everything that everyone said.
And
about
there's
it.
Another one. There was a battle between the worst movies.
Emoji movie?
No. It was The Snowman and Geo Crisis or something.
Oh, Geostorm?
Geostorm.
No, see, the difference is
Geostorm versus The Snowman.
You will love Geostorm.
Yeah.
Because Geostorm is an honest to God turn off your brain Roland Emmerich disaster movie.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm excited about, because it's like Gerard Butler's a scientist who has to save the Earth from President Andy Garcia. Sign me up.
Yeah, that sounds dumb and stupid and fun.
I'll watch that. I mean, like, the majority of their movies
you could
I like
have saved them, Mr. Police.
But the yeah, I mean, like, what are you going? You're not going.
If Fassbender can't even be good in your movie, that's
the difference. Is like Geostorm not supposed to be Oscar material? It's supposed to be turn off your brain. Why it's coming out in the middle of end of October is really dumb. They had no confidence in it.
There were like no horror movies this year. Did you notice that?
Annabelle Creation, Jigsaw.
The Annabelle Creation was last year. Well, it was old. It's home video release now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that was in the...
And the Jigsaw movie's not out yet, I don't think.
Oh, no?
No, I think it was just trailers.
Yeah, they normally don't do too much Halloween stuff. They
Didn't
never really
they used
do.
To?
No.
I could have sworn Halloween was always a time for spoopy movies.
No.
Paranormal Activity was... There was a Paranormal Activity every year
Activity
on Halloween.
Activity that in Paranormal?
Yes.
No, that was actually... It was early fall. It was like September-ish.
Well, yeah. I mean, that counts.
That don't. I think last year or 2 years ago, we saw The Vavitch. You ever see that one?
It was on while I was hobbying, and it looked really boring.
Oh, my God. It is the most amazing movie ever. It's not scary. But what it is it's a bunch of, like, Puritans, like, pilgrims, who go off into the forest, and, like, all this crazy shit starts happening, and there's, like, all these fan theories on why this stuff is happening.
The Vavitch.
Like, is the witch real? Blah, blah, blah. But the number one, like, thing that I like is that early in the movie, you see that their corn is starting to rot. And so if they ate the mushrooms that were on that corn, which is a type of, like, hallucination, like a LSD-type drug, they start hallucinating what's going on. And, like, the end, you want me to spoil it?
I know. I saw it. Okay. She gives birth to the thing, and there's, like, the big goat demon.
My God. Black Phillip is the name of the goat. I know you don't pay attention, but when Black Phillip goes, "Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?" I'm like, yes, this movie's perfect. Like, I've literally just won a shirt with Black Phillip on it said that, "Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?"
Well, you could make that.
I'm sure I probably already exist. But yeah, that's a good one.
Would you like to live deliciously?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good transition. I could talk. So I did my annual one-shot RPG for my non-RPG friends. Mm-hmm. And so I ran Secret of Innsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you know Secret of Innsmouth, right? Fish people?
Yeah.
Most people who know Lovecraft know Innsmouth means fish people.
Right.
So I ran a scenario based on Secret of Innsmouth. None of my friends knew anything about it. Pat B was there. Pat B played.
Did you make them the Scooby-Doo gang?
No, I did not.
Because if I was ever going to do that, I would definitely make them the Scooby-Doo gang without telling them that they're the Scooby-Doo gang.
It was six, so, I mean, I can't really do the Scooby-Doo gang unless one of them's Don Knotts.
Guest star.
Oh, Scooby! There's a fish person right there.
Dun, dun, dun. You can do that. Yeah. Like, it's John Ritter.
It's John Ritter, the ghost of John Ritter. I would be like, it's Henry Kissinger.
Scooby, yeah. I think that there's a ghost that is in the house.
Look out, Shaggy.
Look out, Shaggy. No one must know that
Zoink,
Scooby, pants.
He's a real war criminal.
I practiced the art of realpolitik.
But no, so I did it. And of course, this is the best part about the entire thing. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because normally, you know, who wants to hear about a fucking RPG game? But I can make fun, because this is Pat B, and most of our fans are probably familiar with who Pat B is. Pat B got really mad at me, because I didn't even write up his character. I just did a pre-gen from I think it's the Dole website,
mm-hmm.
Which is great, because it'll just, like, you need a character, boom, it'll pre-gen it for you right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the pre-gen character that I gave to him had intelligence 50, which is average. He has average intelligence. Perfectly normal. I didn't give him low, but he got really mad at me because he's like, why do I got to have it, you know, every year you give me the lowest intelligence score out of everybody. Blah, blah, blah. So I ran the scenario. In the Secret of Innsmouth scenario, Steve, when I'm talking about, you know, I gave them so many fucking clues about what's going on. Like, people have, you know, rubbery textured gray skin that looks constantly like a sheen of sweat on it, and have their necks covered, and they have some, if she have their teeth are pointy, and
banging the fish people,
and there's a hotel called the Hotel Fishman, like, that's what it came down to at that
point. That's awesome.
And it comes to the point where, oh, there's a bunch of fish people ambushing them on the road. What do you think would be the last, or, oh, there's a not even the fish people on the road yet, but the town is worshiping Dagon, a Mesopotamian fish god. Like, where do you think would be the last place to avoid going?
Let me think. The aquarium?
Well, how about
anywhere near the water.
So what does Pat decide to do?
Head out to the water?
Rowboat out to the center of the lake.
That's awesome.
I'm like, if you want to get mad at me for having the low intelligence score character.
That's awesome. Was he eaten by Dagon?
He was eaten by Dagon. He was not the first. He was the second to get eaten by Dagon. Dagon erupted, knocked over the boat, and I was just like, Dagon eats D3 investigators per turn. I rolled a one. You're eaten. Next turn, you're both eaten. That's what you idiots get for going on the lake. The rest of the people stayed on the road, and they actually survived the scenario, so there you go.
Good times.
Yeah. That was the Halloween that I did. So I mean, I was just so mad because I was like, as soon as they heard pointed teeth, they all thought it was vampires. And I'm like, no, it's not vampires. It's the middle of the day. Yeah, it's a little foggy out, but that doesn't mean vampires can just walk out in the middle of the day.
Good times. You know what would be good? You know what would be a good one? The Mist. I just watched the Myst Netflix show, and then I was thinking about it. I was like, that'd be a pretty good RPG scenario.
Is the show any good?
It's not as good as the movie, but it's not bad.
Movie's Frank Darabont, so it's like...
It's like, I don't know, I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
There were some fucking awesome moments in it. It's way different than the movie and the book, because in the movie and the book, the monsters are actual, like, Lovecraftian horrors. In the TV show, they're, like, manifestations from the people's subconscious.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yes and no. Like, it's kind of cool, but it's also, like, not the same.
Well, I mean,
that
was the cool thing about The Mist, is, like, you'd be like, whoa, what the fuck is that? Is that a pterodactyl?
Yeah.
Why is there a pterodactyl flying around?
Yeah, they don't have that. They don't have that. But, like, at the very beginning, there's a dude who's, like, afraid of bugs, and, like, he gets attacked by bugs in The Mist. And, like,
you got attacked by bugs.
Right, and that's how it works.
It's like From Beyond.
Yeah, it's kind of closer to From Beyond. But, like, it wasn't bad. Like, it has some good moments. It has some fucking, like, there are some sequences in the end where you're just like, yes! I liked it overall.
Is it a miniseries or is it a show?
It was going to be a show, but it has not been renewed.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think it was solid. Like, yeah. It's like, it's Walking Dead level.
Yeah.
So I would.
Is there a creepy motorcycle riding loner who, for some odd reason, people find attractive?
No, there's not. There is not that guy.
Why do people like Norman Reedus so much, Steve?
You know what? I think it's a mixture of Boondock Saints and, like, hillbilly appeal. I don't know.
Such a thing as hillbilly appeal?
There is. There is. It's like,
well, I mean, there's an everyone has some level of appeal. I mean, like, people, you know, they'll like tall girls, short girls, big girls, small girls.
There's like it's a hillbilly appeal, because it's like, he's like, you know, it's like he's tough and rumbling, but he also has, you know, take care of a kid, like that kind of like appeal. He's got like a rugged, I don't know what
and
the hell
he's
you
dating
call it.
Like that girl who was like 18 on the show.
Rugged sensitivity. I don't know.
Like a rugged sensitivity.
That's all I can guess.
While having a bumper sticker on his car that says no fat chicks.
I don't know. I think he's fucking weird looking.
Yeah, he's
like,
goofy.
I do not think Norman Reedus is good looking.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it's the crossbow. You know, it takes all kinds.
It could be the crossbow.
That's what I always say. It's like, you know, it's like, I'm sure
it's a combination of things.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I was going to say something, but that would take us down a whole nother political argument, but I don't even need to go there.
Going down the rabbit hole.
Going down the rabbit hole. All right. So let's talk about some news since we last talked. One of them, Drop Zone.
Hawk War Games
has decided to fold, I guess, give up. They were like, we're done. We're out.
Well, from the piecemeal story I gathered together, they were purchased by ATT or
what? AT&T?
No, cell phone company? Whatever the fuck it's called. They got like a three-letter name or some shit. I don't fucking know.
DDT?
Maybe it was DDT.
ADT?
Maybe it was BUT.
BUT.
Anyway, but they, and I guess the reason they sold was because one of the people who were,
I heard of something about
embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
Fucking gaming companies and embezzlement are like, it's like fucking... I don't know. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, so let's look at it this way. You know, and I know, about a good 75% of the people who run game stores, or no, I shouldn't say run game.
Terrible with money.
They're terrible with money,
and usually have no sort of business acumen.
Yeah, and they're kind of shitty. So like you,
when
you,
that's for sure.
When you run across a store of a person who's been running the store for like 20 years, you know that this person probably isn't shitty with their money, and it probably isn't an asshole. So you know that, like, hey, this is probably a good game store. This game store has been around for like 30 years. This is great.
Yeah,
you know, like they're not the shitty people. But I mean, you look at the companies, like, you're just like, oh, these people are so shitty. Ugh. And like normally those companies don't last very long. But the sometimes they do, like Games Workshop. You know, they're notorious for having incredibly shitty people up in the higher ups that just don't know what they're doing.
But yeah, but incompetence is different than embezzlement.
Incompetence is, yes, true. They don't.
You have to have a level of competence to be to be a skilled embezzler.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we never. I you know, they were always so very on point when it came to every dollar sold in a Games Workshop store. Well, and that's probably because product loss was huge.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of fucking...
Shrink.
the amount of stuff that was stolen from Games Workshop stores is probably ridiculous. Or any game store.
I mean, between like the guy, like between the employees, like the guy who had the wall of Land Raiders and then all the damn wiener kids. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I would never steal like product from Games Workshop store. I would steal like a blister rack.
Like, yes. That'd be me. You like dump all the blisters on the floor.
Don't need the shit.
And then take the rack. Like,
I got the blister rack at home.
You're like, they didn't take any product. They just took the blister racks.
That's still my favorite loss prevention story of all time. When it was Dwayne, who I game with, we were working up in Gurnee. He was telling me that one time he was running the store, and our area manager just came in and started taking the product off the shelf and taking it out of the store. And he's like, and then he comes back and he's like, you do realize that I just took like $400 worth of product and you didn't stop me. And Dwayne goes, but you're my manager. It's like, what am I supposed to do? This is like how Games Workshop countered threat theft.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're the manager. I got nothing.
I know, and it's like when you think about it, like if you saw a kid like who even looks skeezy enough that might be ready to steal, you just go, "Hey, you skeezy kid, get out of my store." We don't need you skeezy kids. Yeah, I mean, like seriously, Games Workshop gotta kick out more people. Just get those. I remember maybe 3 people in the entire history of when I worked at the bunker ever got kicked out, like legit kicked out. Don't come back.
Not much for an Eldar army, but it'll do.
That was just the straw that broke the camel's back, that incident with that guy.
That was awesome, though.
Would you like to see my Damocles?
That's not how it goes!
I mean, like, it was like him and a guy who made a swastika out of, like, the trees on the table. It's like, I got you. I mean, like, of all the stupid things, like, there's people who go into Games Workshop stores with fully painted Nazi armies. And, like, I'm not talking, like, bolt-action Nazi armies. I'm talking, like, we took Space Marines and put swastikas on them. Usually those guys are kicked out, but...
Yeah, generally.
Generally. Yeah. I mean, you gotta be good. You gotta go to one of those shitty stores that we were talking about.
Yeah, you gotta go with the rest of your people. You know, find some guys with 88 tattoos. Get the hell out of here.
So, wait. We have... So, Hawk War Games, are they gone? Is Drop Fleet, Drop Ship gone?
It is not gone. It's purchased by some other company that's now making them.
Okay.
War, I don't know. They're another miniatures company.
Is
they
another
recently
one?
Bought some other shit, too. I think they're the ones who bought a bunch of the...
they didn't buy Wild West Exodus.
No, the other one. The fucking steampunk thing that you sold.
Dystopian Wars?
Yeah.
No, Dystopian Wars was bought by the same people who bought... Wild West Exodus.
Or then maybe it is the same people.
Let me see. Let me. I know I should be prepared before I come in for my podcast, but people really don't really care that much.
Nah.
Hawk War Games news. Oh, this is all about Putin.
Putin? P-O-O? Putin?
Yes, poutine.
Mm, poutine.
Oh, man. So it's like TT Combat.
See, I knew it was a fucking abbreviation.
Let's see what TT Combat does. TT Combat. Titty Combat. Oh, look at this.
BLT Combat's more
They're
like it.
They're all about custom wood wargaming scenery and terrain.
That's actually a really good fit for Drop Zone. They can make some fucking boss little wood cityscapes.
Yeah, but I guess. I mean, like, they're 10 mil is really easy to get terrain for. Like epic scale, there's so much epic scale terrain out there. Ooh, they also do Rumble Slam.
The fuck is a Rumble Slam?
Take a guess.
Is it a wrestling minis game?
Yes.
That's
here,
awesome.
Take a look at it. Like, I just threw Steve my phone.
Oh man, Ronnie Salvage. Oh, it's a fantasy minis game. There's a fucking
There's a whole wrestling rink in there.
Yeah. Phage. Oh, the Twisted Shadows, the Cryptborn, there's Skelebones. Holy shit, there's a Skelebones in a unitard.
Is it a tag team?
Oh my god, this is fucking awesome. Yeah, they're the Cryptborn, and there's a mummy in a fucking loincloth.
Are you sure the mummy's not just the hype man?
No. If anyone looks like the hype man, it's the skeleton. No, this is fucking sick. This is awesome.
I like how you're super excited about this wrestling game.
They got fucking dwarves. Oh, man.
Rumble slam.
This is badass. There's a fucking clown, like Doink the Clown. Oh, man.
Are you sure it's not Doink and Dink?
His name's Chuck. He doesn't look anything like Doink. He's a fucking, like, he's like pure muscle with a fucking clown head.
Essentially, so what you're saying is you found the fantasy wrestling version of Arena Rex.
It totally has a deluxe wrestling ring. Yeah, it's a wood wrestling ring with squares and shit on it. That's awesome.
That's ridiculous.
Rumble slam.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Now you get me some figures that look like the actual like wrestlers from back in the day. Give me some Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I'll be happy. Wait, didn't he
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
What's the guy from the Hart Foundation that just didn't he
Owen Hart? Bret Hart?
No, it's Jimmy Superfly Snuka is the guy I'm thinking of, because he was a member of the Ravagers.
No, oh, no.
Well, anyway, he just got in trouble for some sort of like sexual deviancy.
Ah, yes, that's going around.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Did he use the best defense ever?
I'm gay.
Yeah.
I feel justified in that because I always talked about how Kevin Spacey always skeezed me out, and mainly because he hangs around with the guys that he hangs around with in Hollywood are known to be like awful pedophiles. Essentially, is what it is. Bryan Singer being the main one. He got
X-Men guy.
Yeah, he's. Always, he just settled a lawsuit from some kid who accused him of some nastiness. So I'm like, I've been saying this for a while. You know, you people like being like, oh no, Kevin Spacey, he played a skeeze on House of Cards so well. I don't know he could be that in real life. You know, I mean, not everybody's like that. I mean, some people are very nice and cool in real life and they play awful characters on TV. Sometimes it just hits a little close to home. But, you know. The I'm gay reference is hysterical.
I'm gay.
He just the internet had a field day with that. Let's talk about other gaming stuff. Necromunda previewed in the new White Dwarf.
Yeah.
The new Wit Dwarf.
There's the two big gangs, the big bulky boys and the punk girls.
With the worst paint jobs ever put onto them in that magazine.
Mm.
It's like
they seem to do the job.
Oh, I hate those paint jobs. I mean, the figures are not bad, but those paint jobs make it look like, what am I playing here? Is this Wild West Exodus? Why are the heads so tiny on these figures?
Well, yeah, they have tiny heads.
Yeah, it shouldn't be tiny heads. I mean,
but they're giant. Isn't that their thing?
I understand.
I don't know. I know nothing about Necromunda other than Spyros were really good.
I still laugh at that. Cliff, guy who listens to podcasts, it's like, just announced Necromunda. I'm going to get out my Spire gang. I immediately put it underneath that. Great. Renounce the Necromunda. Bring out the gang that ruined Necromunda. Oh, it's the worst. No, I have the Deluxe at home. I'm kind of excited, but who knows? I mean,
I'd want to do the Judge Dredd faction if I was going to play.
Arbites?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do Arbites.
Lame.
Yeah, Arbites was late for Underhive when they did it anyway, because they were never really a gang to begin with. Arbites were just like a random Imperial Guard like afterthought that didn't even have rules. They were just like, you want to have an Arbite squad in yours? Oh, just treat them as normal Imperial Guard. It's fine.
I want to have those guys. That's what I want to use.
With their little Cyber Mastiff. Is that what you want as well? Yeah, they're not going to.
And I'll paint them the fucking blue and neon green Judge Dredd color scheme. My favorite Judge Dredd color scheme.
Yeah. They're not going to do it. First of all, if you want Judge Dredd, just go over to anything selling Warlord games, because they're dumping the Judge Dredd figures super fast right now.
I didn't realize that they were still making those.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that and what was the other one that they just did that nobody's playing now? Doctor Who. The Doctor Who miniatures game. Yeah. I just
more like Doctor Pooh.
Ugh.
Nailed it. Swish.
Well, I mean, it's so weird. Like, Warlord does all these great and has a couple really great historical games. Hail Caesar, Black Powder.
I believe it's Hail Kaiser.
Yeah, Hail My Balls. And Pike and Shot, Bolt Action. They're all like these really decent historical games. And then they're like, as soon as like one of those games gains a little bit of traction, they make some money off of it, they're like, we're blowing all the money we made on Bolt Action on all of these properties no one wants to play.
Beyond the Gates of Antares.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see that. Like, that was an okay move to make, especially at the time when people were dumping 40K. But now, you playing Gates of Antares? No, you're not. You're playing 40K. I'm
playing Warhammer 40,000.
Yeah, that's right.
In the grim darkness of the far future, there is only Warhammer 40,000. 40,
Yeah, they. But yeah,
I should get a Necron army.
No, you say that every time, and then you build a Necron army, and then you sell your Necron army.
Yeah, but it's always profitable either way, so it's a win-win.
No, stop it. No one wants to. No one even wants to play Necrons anymore. Everyone's playing either Nurgleman or Space Marines or
Spacemen.
The Spacemen. What are the new ones called?
The Primaries.
The primarily Primaries. The Prime Ministers.
The Prime Ministers of Propecia.
What? The primogenitors.
Remember Propecia?
I don't think that
exists anymore.
Alopecia is when you lose all your hair.
Yeah.
Propecia, I think, is the stuff that grows your hair.
Mm.
Yeah. But it also gives you
terrible nightmarish diarrhea. No,
that's what, yes, yes. anal leakage, I think, was what it was called. Anal leakage, and it also caused impotence.
You might want to ignore that side effect.
Some of those potato chips that give you diarrhea.
The anal leakage potato chips. The Olestra ones.
Olestra.
Oh, wow. Potato chips.
Something like that. Yeah. They gave you the anal leakage.
Yeah. Well, they only gave you the anal leakage if you ate the whole fucking bag. Like a standard American does.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
I guess you got me there.
Oh, we're a terrible race, people.
Bags. You ate the whole bag.
First of all, you know the bag is going to give you anal leakage. Second of all, you're like...
Well, they didn't at first. At first, to be fair, at first people were just like, wow, I can just eat all these chips. Until there were people going to the hospital because their assholes were leaking ooze. Ivan ooze.
And what were we before? Oh, Primaries. Yeah, those are the only two things people are playing.
Primen.
The Propecia and the Primen, the Nurgleman. So, yeah, that's where you get. But, I mean, like, what is it? Warlord just was like, fuck it. We're going to spend our money and get Judge Dredd. And you're like, okay.
Well, to be fair, they kickstart all these games, so they don't actually risk any money.
I don't know. They didn't kickstart.
Judge Dredd was definitely kickstarted.
They didn't kickstart Doctor Who or whom.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive. I don't know.
I can't say for sure on that one. I know certainly Judge Dredd was kickstarted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's also, like, you got to look at the guys who started Warlord. They're all XGW from, like, old school. So they were like, we want Judge Dredd because this is what everything is based off of, right? And so they were like, okay, I'll give you Judge Dredd. You can have some fun with that. You get these really shittily sculpted figures that look like they were made in 1984 and no one wants nowadays because we can get better figures. That's fine. But, like, Doctor Who, it's like, who's going to play a Doctor Who minigame?
Whom?
Doctor Whomst.
Doctor Whomst. Professor Whomst.
It's like, it's that meme with the three, with, like, the head where it says, like, Doctor Who, then the next head is, like, Doctor Whom, and it's, like, glowing, and the last one is Doctor Whomst.
Professor Whomst.
And it's, like, exploding.
It's good.
Yes, I could see that.
The galactic brain.
The big intergalactic brain. All right, what else do we got to talk about? Fudge nuggets. I had like a whole list of shit that I want to talk about. Most of it's like, why is goddamn seams in the middle of the shoulder pads?
Was that your notes just like scrawled around?
Oh, I was so angry when I was putting together because I got the Shadespire box and I was like, oh, fun, let's do this. And then they got put up there. Oh yeah, the new that was the other thing with the Necromunda stuff. Then they announced Skaven for Shadespire,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Ratman.
The Ratman. Sculpts look okay. I mean, they look just like the sculpts from 7th edition, so there's nothing fancy.
Like, there's not really much you can do.
Yeah, I don't know. They did some cool stuff with the Khorne and the Stormcast.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the Skaven look cool, but they're just Ratman. Like, they don't have...
Yeah.
Unless you do one... The way to do unique and interesting stuff with the Skaven is to not do generic Skaven. You have to do, like if they did, like, Molder and they had, like, grotesque, like... You know, warped
mutations.
Bodies.
Yeah,
that would be a way to make them
or
look
ninja.
Like,
some.
Yeah, if they
I don't
had
think
like
they haven't done anything with Eshin.
If they had them, they could have them doing like the Bushin run where they have the fingers in their nose. Like, there could be
the Naruto run. Yeah.
Yes. See, that they could have done, but they did not. They chose to make just generic Skaven.
You have chosen poorly. Yeah. Well, they haven't done anything with Eshin in the new edition.
No. No, the only new edition stuff has been Pestilence.
Pestilence has gotten their own book, but I mean, they talk a lot about Skyre and. What's the other one?
Well, because Skyre has their big models. It has the Thangqual and Bone Ripper, and then the big electric...
Electro-ogres?
Yeah, the electro...
I want to rock
the electro-rogers.
Electric-roger. got to take you higher. Yeah, so they have those guys, and they're releasing a new female model, because we were just talking last week about the female models.
Oh, the Chaos Lady?
Yeah.
She looks really cool.
The Darkoath model.
She looks cool.
That kid who was at the Games Workshop store got a little upset when he kept me saying Oath. Like, the Darkoath, you know, the Darkoath girl. And he's like, it's Darkoath. I'm like, yeah, Darkoath.
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 Versing teams.
Versing teams. Yeah, the model looks fine. There's like one other Darkoath model from Warhammer Quest.
Yeah, the dude with the
big
hair.
They're just
Frazetta-y, like, they're like...
But I mean, like, that pose that the guy has, it's the standard, like, I'm standing there looking badass, holding my sword on the ground. I'm like, that's not... I don't want to paint that. That looks boring. No. Just a dude standing
That's an iconic pose.
It's a dumb pose.
I mean, one man's dumb is another man's iconic.
Yeah, and that other man is an idiot.
I mean, I wouldn't say that about you.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that maybe they're gonna do something finally with Sigmar. They haven't done anything in 6 months. Like, let's put another army or some new shit, please.
Well, yeah, I mean, makes sense. It's been the 40K.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, 40K has only been out for
and then Shadespire.
Shadespire.
Like, arguably, you could say Shadespire was a lot for Age of Sigmar. A lot of stuff. I think there's a new army coming, though. I have a feeling.
You have a feeling?
I have a feeling in the cockles.
In the cockles?
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be?
I have no fucking idea, I have a feeling.
And then they're like, it's another Sigmarite army. God damn it.
I think it might be, I actually think it might be another dwarf army or an elf army.
No, rumor has it, this is completely talking out my ass, and just me reading stuff off the internet, is that the Elf Slaaneshi release is going to it's going to be a big summer thing. Okay. So, like, when was the new edition of 40K released?
Summer.
It was in the summer.
Yeah.
So the next summer is going to be the big Elf Slaaneshi release and Sisters of Battle that's going to try and make up the numbers so they don't look so bad from the 40K release. Because the 40K release... One store did $14,000 in one day just on 40K releases.
That is a lot.
That's one of the bigger stores.
It's a lot of 40K models.
That's a lot of 40K men.
That's a lot of Primaris men.
Propecias. A lot of Propecias. So there you go. Yeah, $14,000 in one day. Who can fucking... Who the fuck needs that money? No one's going to play that game. They're just going to paint their figures and put them on armies on parade.
You know what? I say that, but I always see, like, there was, like, that one weird, like, ballroom game where it's, like, these, like, guys have their, like, ridiculous amount of shit, and it's just like, huh, there must be a lot of people's stuff. It's like, no, it's just those two guys. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, one of those ballroom games. I was, like, thinking for a second, like, is there a ballroom mini dancing game?
That'd be hype.
That'd be hype.
You have, like, cars be like triple pirouette.
Ooh. All right. So we got some time. We did mail call last week, so we're gonna let's do it.
Mail strippers last week.
Yes, we had mail strippers.
Nice.
Last week. Let's do a tabletop gaming news review. Just we're gonna throw out some stuff.
Tabletop gaming news patented, ready. Response time fast.
Oh, this is an advertisement. I thought for a second this was real. Oh, no,
advertisement.
Bee horror RPG up on Kickstarter.
Is it a horror RPG starring bees?
Oh, like bee movie.
Like bee movie?
Except every time they say bee, they speed up the movie.
Yeah, or it gets weirder. But Jesus!
Every time, except they replaced all the bees with Owen Wilson going, whoa.
Whoa. My name's Barry. Whoa, Benson.
I'm glad you enjoy that.
That's good.
Yeah, so I mean, it's an RPG. It's about B horror movies. That's fine, I guess. It's a little late for that. Should have did that in a build up to Halloween. You probably could have made more money.
Yeah, probably.
WizKids posts new Star Trek Attack Wing changes article. So they're changing Attack Wing. Are they gonna actually make it so the ships don't look like shit?
Probably not.
No. That's the one thing. It's like, you have X-Wing, which is an amazing game. It's super popular. People play it. Like, it's not like one of those things that's like, we only collect the figures. No, people play the shit out of X-Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every game store has an X-Wing night that's, you know, you get between 6 to 12 people. But it's like Attack Wing. No, you never see anyone playing Attack Wing.
Well, it's also broke. Attack Wing's broke as fuck. So that's like
because of the Borg. Is it the Borg?
I don't think the Borg broke it, but like if I remember correctly, someone one of the reasons I think it was the limited edition chips, the classic WizKids thing.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
You mean some limited edition thing that was super powerful?
The classic. Yeah. Well, if you remember what's funny? This is a bit of a throwback, but do you remember Monsterpocalypse?
Monsterpocalypse.
And how they were having the limited edition figures for Monsterpocalypse, and everyone was worried. They're like, well, you know, there's been a lot of problems with pre-painted miniatures games and limited edition figures being too strong and warping the game. And Privateer's like, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, they're just different versions rather than superior versions. Every single tournament, the best figures by a fucking mile were the limited ones that were hard to get. And the price differential was insane. Like, you wanted the limited edition Cthulhu guy who was actually good? Because the main Cthulhu monster sucked. The only one that was good was the limited edition one. It's like $200. The best force in the game was the one that looked like Ultraman. And, like, both of them were viable, but they were both limited edition figures. Like, you could not win without them. Like, if you went to a tournament, you fucking got your ass handed to you if you didn't use the limited edition figures.
Remember how we're worried about, like, remember how Privateer Press is teetering right now?
On the brink of oblivion?
And now that you, like, you look back and you're like, they did Monsterpocalypse.
Well, but you know what? Monsterpocalypse was a fucking sweet game.
And then...
But when you... Well, sweet concept of a game. But when you actually play the game, it's fucking shit.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of having, like, you get the buildings and shit inside the packs, too, so you can, like, build up your little city and everything.
Yeah, it's
like
super cool, except that shit doesn't matter, because what wins the game is your tiny little tanks and your monster that does everything possible to avoid fighting. That's the way that game played out. Terrible, terrible execution.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that game is still not officially canceled. They never officially canceled Monsterpocalypse.
Maybe one day.
There's never been Monsterpocalypse was just quietly discontinued. They never mentioned it. They don't say anything about it. They still refuse to say that they discontinued that game.
Remember how shitty Pacific Rim 2 looks?
I think Pacific Rim 2 looks fun.
Looks fucking terrible.
Did you not like the first one?
It was all right.
then you would not be the audience for a sequel.
I know. It's like I look at it and I'm like, why? Why do they do this?
Because big robots are cool.
Yeah, not really. I was like, I went to Thor last night.
Tisk tisk.
You'd like Thor Ragnarok, by the way.
Yeah, I heard it's real kitschy.
It's kitschy. It feels like a 70s / like late 70s, early 80s sci-fi fantasy movie. Like I was like, man, how come Mark Singer's not in this movie somewhere? Like, where's my Beastmaster? Where's my Krull?
You gotta get the glaive.
Yeah, the it had like a very synth heavy soundtrack, very Tangerine Dream esque synth soundtrack. I'm like, god damn, like this is great, but this movie has no idea what it really wants to be.
I mean, it's a Marvel movie; they're all fucking in the ether at this point.
Yeah, I mean, like it starts off, you have this like awesome Howard Shore like. Classic soundtrack, right? Like this Lord of the Rings sounding soundtrack, and then all of a sudden they start playing the Immigrant Song from fucking Zeppelin. And you're
lame.
Like, I'm like, okay, I get it. It was in the preview. Like people really liked it, so they're expecting it to go in there because American audiences are stupid. So they're gonna be like, how come the Immigrant Song? How come the Zeppelin song wasn't in Thor? You know, I heard it in the preview.
That's not true. The movie that was in the preview for Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't in the movie at all. The Uga Chaka.
Yeah, that's true. But
that
I mean,
that was in like every bit of advertising for that film, and it was not in the movie.
Yeah,
at
but
all.
You know what? They put it in a shit ton of songs. I don't think people cared that much. I mean, this was like the one song. It'd be like, you know, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh man, Jimmy Plant and Robert Bay. You know, Plant and Page and all of them, they'd be all over this fucking movie. Like, I don't even think they would have charged them to use that song if they had seen, like, what they could do with that song. I take that back. Like, 1970s Zeppelin seeing that would have been like, this is what we wrote this song about. Because they wrote, you know, they wrote Misty Mountain Hop. They were all fucking Tolkien fans and everything like that.
More like Token fans.
Yeah, like that, too. Yeah, and so they see, like, Thor fighting a bunch of like fire demons, yeah, they'd be all over that. And now they're just like, give us more money. We need more money.
I don't like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, of course you don't. You have no taste.
Led Zeppelin's poop butts.
They're amazing.
you're spouting positive vibes for Led Zeppelin and shitting on Pacific Rim 2. I think the audience know who to trust.
Yes, shitting on Pacific Rim 2. Hey, let's just have giant robots fight something else. Okay.
Yeah, giant robots.
Why do we need a plot to this movie?
Ideal. Yeah. Ideal.
Let's do Pacific Rim. Why did people like the first Pacific Rim? Oh yeah, Del Toro directed it and did all this stuff. Okay, let's get rid of Del Toro and we'll just make this a generic action film. Stupid.
Is Ron Perlman going to be in it?
I don't think so. Didn't he get eaten?
He escapes at the end.
Oh, does he?
He stabs out of it. Oh.
I know Charlie Day and
that one weird guy.
Yeah, the guy from Torchwood / The Dark Knight.
I just say that weird guy because everyone knows who I'm talking. If they've seen Pacific Rim, they know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. So
Dayman and weird guy.
Dayman. Oh, fighter of the night, man. Cryptozoic announces release date for a Cartoon Network crossover Crisis
2. Because they already released one.
Animation Annihilation.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess
it's the second one.
Yeah.
It's the DC deck building game, but Cartoon Network characters.
I know. Why would they do that? DC deck building is amazing.
They have done a shit ton of games using the DC deck building. There's a Rick and Morty one coming. There's a Naruto one. There's
You love the Naruto.
No. I do not. Shit.
It's that Japanimation that
there's
you like.
There's a ton of them. That like every game from Cryptozoic you see that's a deck building game uses the DC deck building game engine.
I know, but the DC
deck, they're all compatible for the most part. There's like they're weirdly not in some cases.
Yeah. The DC deck building game, in my opinion, is an amazingly fun game. I like the competitive edge to it. Like,
it's super fucking random, but it's fun.
Yeah, and they've gotten better with age. The original set that I like so much, you have to ban Wonder Woman from it. But aside from that...
Yeah, she's fucking disgusting.
Weird previews, Crow Runners for The Other Side. What's The Other Side?
I think that's their I think that's their Shadespire.
Shadespire!
Because Privateer Press is releasing a Shadespire, and so is...
Weird.
Yeah, because they have to imitate GW again.
Oh, yeah, because they want to do, like, a Friday night magic.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Good fucking
Abyssinian
luck.
Abyssinian Allegiance box. Oh, that looks dumb. All right. Kitty Quest board game up on Kickstarter. Kitty Quest, Steve. It's about
kitties. Sounds stupid.
I don't know. I was at Games Plus the other day, and I finally got the My Little Pony game for my daughter. And right next to it, though, was Call of Cthulhu. The role-playing game with cats. And I was like, I should buy this.
I did Pocathulu a long time ago, which was a Steve Jackson Games RPG, tabletop RPG, where it was Pokemon, but they were Lovecraftian horrors.
Oh, okay.
And like the cover had a Pikachu that had a Cthulhu face. It was a cute little game.
Yogg-Sothoth, I choose you.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
And it had like, you could have a fucking... Shoggoth. Be like, go Shoggoth. And they had different like elemental properties of their attacks. It was pretty funny.
His elder thing cannot be attacked by the Yogg-Sothoth.
Exactly.
Galactic Warlords Battle for Dominion board game coming to Kickstarter. Galactic Warlords, what the hell is this? Being in charge, I mean, I don't know, it looks like a Space Marine ripoff. King Cat board game coming to Kickstarter soon. Look at all this Kickstarter shit. That's all this is anymore.
That's the tabletop industry. It's Kickstarters and they're not
Dragons
able to
Dragons Conquer America RPG up on Kickstarter. I love how they all do this Kickstarter exclusive content font too. Like, I wonder if that just gets mailed to you when you put up a Kickstarter.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. Like, there's some person that's like, here's a kit to make all of your graphics. Dragons Conquer America. You've got the Conquistadors and you got the Aztecs. Now you've got dragons. Soldiers of Fortune expansion announced on Aristia. This is that Corvus Belli game. So it's like Infinity stuff. But yeah, whatever. People still play Infinity, apparently.
I don't believe that for a second.
Let's see. I'm going to go down and see if I can find one that is not Kickstarter. Okay, that's 2, 3. Okay. Toy Rocket Games releases Sea of Stars Primer. Isn't that... That's the sci-fi RPG, right?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. It's like a standard sci-fi, you know, like, oh, we got spaceships.
Yay.
Have you haven't read through Starfinder yet, have you?
No.
No? I thought you were interested in Starfinder.
Yeah, I decided to back out at the last second, so I never got
the
anything.
Hell of it.
Yeah, I was just like, eh, fuck it. I was basically like, eh, fuck it.
The minis that they put out for Starfinder that Soda Pop was doing looked really good.
Yeah, outrageously expensive.
Yeah,
outrageously expensive. They're like $55 for six.
Outrageous!
Like, that is not gonna fly for RPG minis.
No, I mean, especially
that would barely fly for like a competitive miniatures game.
But yeah, they and you know, I still haven't gotten my last Kickstarter from them, so. there you go on that one. I don't really understand what was going on with that. They keep on sending like emails saying like, you know, quality control and like there's issues with the factory. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on here, guys. Just give me one story of why I'm not getting my figures yet. Like if they just said like shit's not done, I'd be like, okay, get this shit done.
My man's not hot.
Have you seen my
man's not hot?
No.
Oh man. You are missing out.
Am I missing out?
You are missing out.
Is this the internet's hottest new trend?
Of like a few weeks ago.
Oh, so it's old news now.
Yeah, it's super old news.
Okay.
No, it's just some fucking dude just like at some British radio station just like going off on this weird ass rap and he's like making noises. He's like, ba-ding, ding, ding, pop, 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 pop. My man's not hot. It's fucking so weird.
Okay.
Yeah, is it? It's my man's not hot.
That's fucking bizarre.
That's exactly why it was popular, because it's like, you just watch, you're like, what is this? What's happening?
What's Brass Empire, Steve?
Brempire? I don't know. It sounds like some stupid steampunk crap.
Toot, toot.
More like Ass Empire.
Brass Empire, yes, new Canton.
I nailed it.
Expansion up on Kickstarter. Oh, wait, that was a Kickstarter one. Damn it.
You blew it.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this terrain pack from Guild Ball?
No.
It actually looks kind of nice.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
I mean, but it's Guild Ball, so you have to say you got Guild Ball stuff on your table.
Bags.
Like, I don't know if it was Guild Ball or something else, but I was looking at this, some company put out some terrain pack, and I'm almost 100% positive that it was the terrain pack from Ex Illis. Remember that game?
Yeah.
I'm almost 100% positive it was that terrain pack. And, like, they didn't even change the graphics that they used on it. It was, like, the same ones from the Ex Illis package.
I remember Ex Illis.
Yeah, they had that really cool big demon guy.
Yeah, that guy was fucking awesome.
It was another one. That was like that trend in video games where it was like, use your iPad to play this game. And everyone's like, no.
That never really took off. I think Ex Illis was a little too fast with that. If Ex Illis came out now, I think you'd have had...
What about Golem Arcana? It was like the same thing.
No, Golem Arcana was a lot more... Like, because Ex Illis was... The iPhones was tracking and like... stack cards and stuff like the Golem Arcana, you needed like a fucking stylus, and you scanned the bases of the models. There's a lot more going on.
It was like, it was this whole thing and everyone was just like, this is dumb.
No, people liked it. That game limped along for a while.
It limped along. Stonemaier Games Charterstone charity bundle auction happening now. I don't even know what any of that means. That was just a bunch of words put together. That's not news.
Charterstone is a pretty popular tabletop game. Stonemaier is the company that made Scythe.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, well, still says a bunch of words. New Char B1 Beast Platoon available from Warlord Games. New tanks. People are still playing Bolt Action, Steve.
I don't believe it.
Actually, the big tournament, one of the big Illinois tournaments was just this weekend.
Yeah, were there like 18 guys there?
Probably 18 to 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an attendance.
It was the second, I don't even want to speculate on it, but it's the tournament though, where it's like every table has unique rules and a unique setup. And it's like, no, that's not a tournament. Stop telling that a tournament. A tournament is like where you control everything and people don't like. What wins and loses the game is people's army selection and the way that they play that army. It has absolutely nothing to do with the terrain or rule scenarios or anything like that.
We should just bring back Crossfire.
Crossfire tournament?
Do competitive Crossfire events.
People would play.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we were able to get...
And you'd have to blast, like, the entrance, like, when everyone's going in, we would just blast the Crossfire song.
Yeah. We should see if we could find an old 80s game. It's like Hungry Hungry Hippos or something like that. That's not an 80s game, but we get a shit ton of Hungry Hungry Hippos games, and we do like a tournament at Adepticon. like complain our hungry hippos tournament. Let's see if we can get some people to go and do that.
I think you could do.
I think people would play that. Mantic launches Kings of War Vanguard Kickstarter. This is their skirmish.
That's their Shadespire.
Yeah.
I told you, everyone's doing their own Shadespire.
But that's just skirmish, though. That's not a Shadespire.
It's the same. That they're all trying to do the small, like, board-based.
It's expensive, though.
It's really expensive. Like, shockingly expensive for Mantic.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? Like, it's resin and... they're doing resin, though. That's the reason why it's expensive, I think. Instead of not the the plastic.
It was like $85 for one faction. Like, yeah. That's not going to fly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What did I tell you about? Did I talk about this in the last podcast about Ninth Age having that Kickstarter? Did we talk about that on the podcast?
No, we didn't talk about it on the podcast. It was after the podcast because it appeared and then disappeared.
Yeah. So, I kind of remember because, you know, 2 weeks go by, whatever. But Ninth Age, the company Tabletop Miniature Solutions, does resin minis for discontinued armies. So if you want Bretonians, they do Bretonians. They do basically one-for-one Bretonians. So, like, oh, you want your Grail Peasants, they have something that's like Grail Peasants, except they'd be like...
Grezents.
And they do Tomb Kings as well. Their stuff is not fantastic, but it's decent. It's a little overpriced.
It's a little expensive for what you get.
Yeah. Once again, coming out of Poland, but they did a Kickstarter for like a Ninth Age box set that gave you a starter army and some figures and starter figures and a rule book. What was the price? It was like $175.
It was expensive.
It? Yeah, and it wasn't like a ton of figures. It was, you know, enough. It was resin, and I was talking with Steve back and forth about this. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, starter sets should not cost more than $100.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think if a starter set costs more than $100,
you could possibly get away with like $120 if it's all got a lot of shit.
Yeah, like most Games Workshop stuff, it's games are $150 now for starters, $125. Let's say between $125 and $150, but you generally get a shit ton of figures, or you get some big figures, you get some small figures, you get a lot, you get your
and they need
books.
To be the highest priced, yeah. Like period. Like if you're at the same or higher than Workshop.
Yeah,
not gonna be good.
So $175, it's like, that's not gonna. No. I mean, what was it? What was that stupid box set? The one with the limited edition figures that just came out with the chick and then the guy Horticlux.
Blight War.
Blight War was $160, and you got a ton of figures in there.
Blight War is fucking cool.
Yeah. Game of Thrones Catan Brotherhood of the Watch preview.
Gatton.
Yeah, you gonna play Game of Thrones Catan with me?
No.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
We could call the little thief Mance Rayder, and he goes around stealing wheat from the Lannisters.
So stupid.
Come on. It'd be fun.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're not fun. Because you lose at Catan all the time.
It's a dice game. You want to play? Let's just roll some dice at each other. If you beat me 3 times in a row, then you win.
Ooh, I like this game. We should call it something.
Settlers Catan.
Settlers of Catan. That's another Kickstarter. Actun Cthulhu 0 point Code of Honor available from Ophidius. Actun Cthulhu, the World War II Cthulhu game. You ever hear
that's the one that everyone's talking about and playing.
That doesn't quite work on the podcast, Steve. You can't do
I don't care.
The George Costanza shrug.
I don't care. Doing it anyway.
You ever hear like Cthulhu Tech? No, not Cthulhu Tech. God, what is it called? It's like a military Cthulhu game, like Code Green or something like that. Or
that one you got me on.
I can't.
No, I haven't.
It was actually put
one.
Out by Chaosium not too long and a long time ago, but I can't think of what it's called now. Ah, who knows? Who cares? New Beyond the Gates of Antares release is available from Warlord Games. Boo. Steve, they're still making
the Gates of Antares.
Gates of Antares figures.
Great.
Like, where have we been that this is still a thing? What, like, this is, we're not doing our jobs as podcast commentators getting enough people to stop playing Beyond the Gates of Antares.
I don't care if they play it or not. I'm just kind of impressed that it still exists.
Yeah. I'm just like, for me, it's like you have no, like, how does a half a game exist?
I don't know.
It's so bizarre to me.
Maybe people are just buying the figures because they like the way the Poopmen look. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, when I was at Games Plus picking up my auction credit, dude there totally buying a shit ton of Rune Wars minis.
Oh yeah, I mean they're cheap.
No, they're like he's buying the new stuff at full price.
Weird.
Yeah, like straight up game store prices for Rune Wars minis.
What a sucker.
I guess. I have no idea.
He's the one guy who's buying it.
It must be. I mean, because like he like had like four boxes worth of stuff, and he's like, oh, I gotta get all the new stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, dude, don't you know? You're not playing Rune Wars anymore. You're playing 40K.
He's playing Warhammer 40,000.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was actually playing Rune Wars, but still.
Maybe. New Hordes preview from Privateer Press. Ooh, Horde stuff. What's this stuff? Bone Shakers? Is this part of their new the Nightmare Before Christmas Malifaux guys?
Yeah. Probably.
Are they Hordes? I thought they were War Machine.
No, they're Hordes.
They're Hordes?
Yeah.
Okay. When are they just gonna combine the two games?
You got me on that one.
Isn't it just like they're completely compatible, right?
Yeah.
And aside from like one rule, they're exactly the same.
Yeah, the Focus and Fury are the only things that work differently, so I don't know.
Yeah. So what you're saying is they're the exact same army, exact same game, just split into two. I mean, if Privateer did that and they combined the games together for sales figures, at least, that would make them look like a bit more viable of a company, correct?
I think so. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like, two zeros are still zero. Like, a zero plus zero is still zero.
Let's say, like, a
their
one
sales
plus
are pretty fucking miserable right now. Like, pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, at this point, like, I have no direction for them. Like, their shot was to make version 3 not bad.
And they made version 3 bad.
Very bad. They released a game that was completely untested. Like, I think I've mentioned it on the cast before, but the Scorn have been completely redone from their third release. Like, top to bottom, every single thing was redone because they were unplayable. Like, they released an unplayable rule set for one of their armies.
Did they just want to get it out?
Oh, yeah.
To try to beat 40K?
Not even just that. It was because second edition was dying. Like, people were stopping it because second edition had, like, all of the problems that happened to 40K happened to second edition, but faster. Like, shit was broken. Shit was bloated. They ruined the game with the Colossals. And then, like, every step they took just, like, made the game, pushed the game closer to the cliff. And they were like, fuck, we're at this cliff. We got to do something. So they, like, Hail Married a fucking shitty version of the game.
Hail Married a shitty version.
That's what they did. They released a shitty version. Like, rather than redoing it and doing it smart, they just, like, they basically made they did a beta for 3.0 and released it under the auspices of that they've been secretly playtesting for all of these years. No fucking way. No fucking way that they did any playtesting. They just rewrote it and just fucking rolled the dice and hoped that it worked.
So, do you think the future of minigame releases, like War Machine or Malifaux, is the only way that they can work legit anymore is if they release, like, one big, like, the faction all at once? So, like, let's say you have the X dudes, right? The X dudes, and so they have 15 units for X dudes. They have to release that entire army within a 3-month period in order for it to be a successful addition to your game.
Yeah, I mean, I think having a full, like, I think the old style of releases from Privateer just won't work, which is the one where they, like,
stretch it out over months and months and months.
And it would be a bunch, like, every army would get something. So, like, there would be the monthly release, and it'd be, like, a unit for Kador, and a unit for Signar, and a unit for this, and a unit for that. While that, like, seems cool, that doesn't actually work, like, because that would imply that release structure would imply that the game is inherently balanced. Because if the game is inherently balanced, that means that adding one new thing for every army is fine. But the game is not balanced. It's terribly unbalanced. So that means that when you have Krix or whatever at the fucking very tippy top and then, like, Signar at the very fucking bottom, just making it up, not going for accuracy here, before you fucking crucify me, you three guys who still play War Machine.
It's okay. I got yelled at about Catalonia.
You did.
I don't know.
You blew it.
I did.
So when they do a new wave of releases, it's like, okay, so the best army in the game just got a boost, and the worst army in the game just got the same level of boost. Like, they each got a new Warjack. Unless the new Warjack is fucking absolutely insane for the worst army, it's not going to do anything to change the power dynamic of the game.
Well, I mean,
and it just keeps the best stuff at the top. Like, you need to do release schedules like Workshop, where you just dump everything in one shot. Like, this is the wave for Signar. Like, boom, now Signar's better. Like, this is the wave for, you know, Krix. Bam, now Krix is better. You know, like, that's just how you have to do it, because there's no way to keep... The only way to do a release schedule like that and be as unbalanced as a normal Minions game is if you have a very small number of models. So, like, Arena Rex can do that. Like, Arena Rex can release however they want because every faction is done. Like,
yeah,
they just release a new model and be like, okay, cool, grab this guy. Like, you know, you can, they can boost, they can help lagging armies or do new things like that because the amount of figures you need is very small.
Yeah.
Like, when the Convergence of Cyrus came out, they were fucking unplayable for, like, the first year and a half. Because they released their weaker jacks were the ones they released first, and they didn't have enough warcasters, so, like, the army was actually unplayable. And because the game is so heavily focused on playing in tournaments, nobody bought it because they're like, "Oh, this army sucks," and, like, it's a shitty army. It's like it's not complete, and it sucks. It's like, yeah, you double down on, like, the bad factors.
Yeah, and on top of that, mini games do not have a dedicated FAQ / errata component ever. No game does, where it's like, oh shit, this sucks right now, this thing is really broken, we're getting a lot of complaints about this, let's fix this right away. You know, we can just put out something on the internet, you know, we'll do some official thing in a book sooner or later, but let's just fix this right now so we don't have to worry about this. No, let's not, let's just leave it as is and leave it broken.
Yeah, just leave it, it'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. So there's a combo in Age of Sigmar where I could take 90 handgunners who hit on who auto hit and wound on twos. Oh, that doesn't sound like it could be fun. Let's see if we could find a way to fix it. Nope, we're just gonna leave it.
Hey, actually, Age of Sigmar has been pretty fast with their updates. If they're doing a once a year update with the General's Compendium,
yeah,
then
they've actually
you've got it done.
Well, what they do is they'll generally do that, but they'll switch up the points or something like that, or some keywords or something,
which is a lot of times all you really need.
Yeah, stupid, I can't take my bolt throwers anymore. Dark elf army. It's like, wait a second,
and if it makes you personally salty, then I double support it.
I hate that they've, anything that was metal back in the day or that was not available in plastic is no longer available to take as allies. Like, you can't do it anymore. So you want to take a bolt thrower. Can't do it anymore. They don't count as allies unless you're taking a pure order force. Well, fuck you. All right? Just fuck you.
Sounds like you need to take a pure order force.
I need to take a pure order force. That's essentially what it comes down to. But anyway.
There's no one to blame here except yourself.
So those the 120 dark elves that I put together, that's my own fault.
That's right. It's your own fault.
I got so salty mad. I was like, God damn it. I just want to take bolt throwers because they're cool. But no, I can't take it. So I got to take like a 30-man unit instead. I thought Age of Sigmar was about not having to do that anymore.
You don't have to. You can. You don't have to. Yeah.
Make it viable is the only way.
No, you could. It's mostly about like wounds. And there's plenty of like Blight Kings have like 4 wounds each. So like... Damn.
Dark Elves really don't have anything like that.
Yeah. Well, Dark Elves, I think if you're going to build a competitive... Age of Sigmar Dark Elf army, you'd be focused on the monsters. Would be,
yeah. I mean, what you do is you take a lot of Hydras.
Yeah, Hydras, sort of, dragon.
Yeah,
like Cold One Cav. Like, I'd play a fast like monster based.
Not really that fast, but
they're faster than infantry. Yeah. And then like Crossbowmen. Like that's what I would go.
Like,
with.
You take Dark Warlocks is what you take because they get the auto hits.
Sure, whatever.
Like, yeah, they're stupid looking models.
Yeah. I just wouldn't go heavy on I think most of the armies that go super heavy on infantry, like, you need to have a very specific plan, or you're doing something that's inherent. Well, we're doing something that's inherently broken because the horde spam Savage Orcs was really busted, but it's dead now.
Like, yeah, but that was a bow. That was more bows than anything.
Right. It was a horde
shooty
of,
thing.
Yeah, and also because it's because there were also orcs in hand to hand. So yeah, like, they weren't like, if you did an all handgunner army in principle, like, that's very strong. But once they get there and start chopping your handgunners, like, they're gonna die really fast. Yeah. Orcs don't die really fast.
No, they do not.
So that was the big difference. Is like, you know, handgunners, like, you can still shoot in hand to hand, which is like nice, like, so your handgunners don't suck as soon as they get touched, like, they're not dead, but they die really easily because
the only reason I was doing something stupid like 120 dark elves is because I got a 120 Dark Elf warriors in a trade, and B, I came up with a really fast painting solution that used the airbrush. So
I mean, there's ways to
and
make
there's the old ones with the ham hands.
Nice. There's ways to make most everything somewhat useful, at least in Sigmar. Like, you could make a whole, like, there might be like a banner guy or some fucking combo that makes a horde of dudes worth it. Like, yeah. You know, that's the way the game is. It's really about finding the synergies for your list, figuring that out, and going, okay, I'm playing this style.
Well, my plan is for Age of Sigmar when I'm playing it, and this will be the last thing that we're gonna go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work on an army that I already have. So right now it's Dark Elves. Mm-hmm. Next, it could be fucking Beastmen. It could be Tomb Kings. It could be Dwarves. I already have a nice Dwarf army. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on this Dark Elves. Then when they release the next army for Age of Sigmar, I'm going to build that army. So, like, let's say that they do a Rattlebones army, right? I will do Rattlebones. I'm going to get the new figures. I'll put it together, come up with something fun to do with that according to, like, how they want it, like, how you probably should build it, and that's what I'll do. So, and then once I finish that, I'll go back to my old armies and do another army like that. That's what my plan is right now, just to do that, because if it's going to be 6 months in between armies for Age of Sigmar, I have plenty of time.
You do all the armies.
Yeah, I can do all the armies. All right, go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at...
I'm Command Throw.
Like our Facebook page, /GameClassyPodcast. You could also... The best way to help out is like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. You can also like, comment, subscribe on the YouTubes. You could also listen to our sister podcasts. You have Play On Podcast, which Steve and Pat talk about. What's the new video game du jour?
There's Wolfenstein. We didn't really get into that on the last one, though.
Wolfenstein? Killing Nazis?
Yeah, which suddenly became a political statement.
And Alex Jones tells you that Hitler is still alive.
It's true. He's, yeah. Like I said, he's a spry 128 years old.
Nine minuten. Das Wagenphone. It's a nuisance phone. Or you could... Kevin and I are planning on doing Comic Book Logic again. We're going to get back. We're going to do Thor the Ragnarok.
More like Thor the Dork World. Yes.
Oh, that's the old one.
I nailed
this
it.
This is Ragnarok.
Ah, whatever. Close enough. It was a good pun. You leave me alone.
And we also have a Weeb Town where Steve and Young Giuseppe will be doing again soon.
Yeah,
when Young Giuseppe is done playing Total War,
we have the new format. We play on PlayStation and talk about things.
Oh,
fun.
Okay. You guys, is he playing Total War 2 right now?
Yeah. Yeah, he's balls deep in it.
Yeah, I can't. I'm so terrible at it. I'm literally the worst Total War player of all time.
That's awesome.
Like, I literally followed a strategy guide word for word on how to get... Because all I wanted to do was just get through the Empire campaign so I can get the Empire troops I needed for mass battles. Nope, can't do it.
That's fucking great.
Like, how am I so bad at this game? I don't understand.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think games where it's like you have to... resource building into like an RTS like that are annoying. Like, I just do like Age of Empires where I just build an army and
and then suddenly, oh, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, all of a sudden I'm blue. What the hell? I love doing that. Age of Mythology is one of my favorite games of all time.
Age of Mythology is cool, yeah.
It's like I always do Poseidon so I could get Hydras and the what's the other one? Hydras and the sea one, Leviathans, I think it was, and just attack their ships with my fucking monsters. Oh, I loved it. All right, so Steve, until next time.
I don't know. There's gang warfare in the depths of Hive Primus, I guess.
Game Classy.